From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Trade war fears pushed U.S. and some Asian stock markets lower Wednesday following the resignation of U.S. President Donald Trump's top economic advisor. Miller Sega has more.
Gary Cohn, director of the National Economic Council, was a leading administration opponent of Trump's plan to impose 25% tariffs on steel imports and 10% tariffs on aluminum imports. In Wednesday's trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was off 0.6%. In Asia, Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index fell 1%, while Japan's Nikkei Stock Index had a smaller loss. As director of the NEC, Cohn tried to push Trump to abandon his tariff plan, but the president reiterated Tuesday he will impose the measures in the coming days. Millar Sega, VOA News.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Wednesday sanctions on North Korea will not be eased for the sake of a summit between the two countries. At the White House on Tuesday, President Trump responded cautiously.
It would be a great thing for the world. It would be a great thing for North Korea. It would be a great thing for the peninsula. But we'll see what happens.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said he had expressed his willingness to denuclearize if his country's security can be assured. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson kicked off his first diplomatic trip to Africa in the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa Wednesday. Tillerson is seeking to bolster security alliances on a continent increasingly turning to China for aid and trade. Tillerson is also scheduled to meet with top officials in the allied nations of Chad, Djibouti, Kenya, and Nigeria. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. The Associated Press reports British police said Wednesday that Russian ex-spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter were poisoned by a nerve agent. A medical official said the poisoning poses low risk to the general public, but the officer who treated Skripal is in serious condition. Police say the Russian ex-spy and his daughter were deliberately targeted and that the crime is being treated as attempted murder. Heavily armed suicide bombers attacked a district police headquarters in southern Afghanistan late Wednesday. That sparked an intense firefight with government security forces. Isha Shirai has that story.
The attack reportedly began with a suicide bomber hitting a security outpost at the entrance of a security complex, making way for other assailants to storm the facility in Spin Boldak, which borders Pakistan. A Taliban spokesman claimed its fighters attacked the facility and inflicted heavy casualties. Earlier, a suicide bomber killed a senior provincial government official and his security guard in the eastern Afghan city of Jalalabad. Officials say the attack targeted and killed Abdul Zahir Haqqani, the director of Religious Affairs and Hajj Pilgrimage Department. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
The United Nations human rights chief said Wednesday,
"It is urgent to reverse this catastrophic course and to refer Syria to the International Criminal Court."
Zayed Raad al-Hussein went on to say the Syrian government's offensive in the rebel-held enclave of eastern Ghouta cannot be justified by its targeting of a few hundred fighters. The United Nations Security Council will also discuss eastern Ghouta and the 30-day ceasefire adopted by its members on February 24th, but largely ignored. Al-Hussein also said that he strongly suspected that acts of genocide may have taken place against Muslim Rohingyas in Myanmar's northern Rakhine state. He also said that reports of bulldozing of alleged mass graves
appears to be a deliberate attempt by the authorities to destroy potential evidence of international crimes.
Nearly 700,000 Rohingya have fled Rakhine into Bangladesh since insurgent attacks sparked a security crackdown in August, joining 200,000 refugees from a previous exodus. Lining up for hours before dawn, citizens of Sierra Leone went to the polls Wednesday to choose a new president, parliament, and local councillors in one of the most hotly contested elections in the West African nation's history. Current President Ernest Bai Koroma of the All People's Congress Party must step down after serving two terms. There are 16 candidates vying for the job, and to win in this first round, a candidate must earn 55% of the votes. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.